This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about the economic devil you know versus the devil you don't. Morro Bay is about halfway up the California coast between LA and San Francisco. Commercial fishing has been its economic backbone basically forever, but overfishing and what nets can do to dolphins and sea turtles that boat captains don't mean to catch has led to a raft of rules that are complicated and expensive to comply with. Those rules have kept a lot of local boats docked, but one green-minded group up there is helping to get them back in the water. Marketplace's Andy Euler took a road trip.
It's ice, yeah? All right.
A 57-foot boat carrying 50,000 pounds of squid, wiggling in purplish, just docked at Morro Bay. Bob Meharry watches on the sidelines. He's fished here for 42 years and likes to see a local boat doing well.
Because when you fill the boat up or you make a right move or you hand a kid a big paycheck for the week and he thanks you, there's a lot of satisfaction in that.
Meharry says full boats have been a rare sight. The late 90s brought strict federal catch limits on West Coast ground fish like cod, halibut, and flounder, some of the more popular fish to catch and sell. Some fishermen sold their boats. Others left for new ports. Meharry stuck it out, going after different fish.
It is what it is. If you're going to survive in the fishing business, you have to be able to adapt.
Some Morro Bay fishermen have adapted to something else, a surprising partner, the Nature Conservancy. The powerful nonprofit is known for buying up land to protect it from development. Michael Bell directs the Oceans Program for the group in California. He says at first, the strategy was to buy about half of the area's lucrative and limited fishing licenses.
There were some within the Nature Conservancy that thought these permits should just go on the shelf, and then that would be a conservation outcome, less fishing.
The goal was to limit trawling, a destructive way to fish where weighted nets drag the ocean floor. But then, TNC came to understand that even if local boats were sidelined, other bigger ones from elsewhere could just come in and trawl. Better to improve practices at the local level.
If you're going to change fishing, there needs to be incentives. And the incentives available to us are really market incentives.
Make it worth it to fish sustainably. The Nature Conservancy took a totally different approach. They partnered with fishermen instead of blocking them. Now think about that. The people telling you you're ruining the ocean all of a sudden want to support you. It's not an easy sell. TNC met with fishermen and local politicians. It even established a separate nonprofit to redistribute the fishing licenses it had bought, the Morro Bay Community Quota Fund. Eventually, fishermen signed on, like Bill Blue.
Well, I've been in Morro Bay since 1974.
We met on his 45-foot boat, the FV Britta Michelle. The Britta Michelle is well-equipped to catch ground fish, but Blue needed a license. The easiest way was through the quota fund, even though it meant an interview with a board of fishing experts. That made him nervous.
Oh, yeah. I was skeptical at first, and I think that, you know, it was a learning process on both sides. They never made promises that they didn't keep, but they made assumptions.
Assumptions like 60- and 70-year-old fishermen being open to reporting their catch online and bring iPads on board for it. But he did it. He now uses an app called eCatch. Dwayne Oberhoff is executive director of the Fishing Collective. He uses the eCatch data to track fish populations in Morro Bay and to track the fishermen's earnings.
Since 2006 until today, there's been about almost 6 million pounds of fish landed worth at the dock to the fishermen that have landed it about $8.1 million.
A sustainable fishermen's collective is something of an oxymoron. Much of the profession's appeal is being alone on a boat, minding your own business. But Oberhoff and his colleagues see bigger investor-backed boats with more destructive nets taking over West Coast fishing. Banding the little guys together is their best bet for both a healthy ocean and local economy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.